Hello, my love. So I recorded this podcast episode weeks ago, if not a month ago, and my hosting platform went down, so I wasn't able to share it, which is very frustrating. Never mind, it's here now. And I wanted to record this little intro because obviously in that time, a couple of things have changed. So this is your little reminder that round two of the Spark is here next month. It's coming back. And VIP spots open next Monday. So there's over 30 women already on the VIP waitlist, which you can join underneath in the show notes. And there are only going to be 10 early bird spots available. So if you know that this is your year, 2022 is the year for deeper love, deeper intimacy, all the passion and yumminess, whether in your current relationship or in your dating life, or if you're wanting to manifest and call in a new relationship, then this is where you need to be. It's 10 days, and it's 10 days dedicated to you healing your relationship with men so that you can transform your love life. So that is in the show notes below. Otherwise, I'm going to love you and leave you with this episode. Enjoy. So I wanted to open up a discussion today about heartbreak and betrayal and learning to trust men again, because yesterday I put on my Instagram a little Q&A box for you guys to ask me questions, and I noticed a reoccurring theme of so many of you messaging me saying you've had your heart broken in the past and you're finding it really hard to trust men. Also, a few of you have written things to me like you're really struggling to meet men and the dating game is like rubbish. And there's like also this reoccurring theme of you guys saying like, it's not an us problem, it's a them problem. So there is so much distrust when it comes to men and dating, which is an issue, which is something that needs to be worked on, because at the end of the day, if you don't trust men and if you're afraid of falling in love, you're going to have so many walls up around your heart, right? Your heart is going to close, it's going to harden. And this is coming from a loving place, right? Unconsciously, your psyche is trying to protect you from further heartbreak. But when you have these walls up and your heart is closed, yeah, you might protect yourself from further heartbreak, but you're also going to block yourself from receiving the love that you truly desire. Now, the reason I had my phone out is I actually wanted to look at that stat. So after I received all these messages and questions, like I really struggled to meet men, I put up a poll asking you guys, are you afraid of falling in love? Are you afraid of trusting men? And 83% of you said yes. So no wonder why so many of you are coming to me saying that you're struggling with love and relationships, right? If you're not able to trust, you're not going to be able to fully open and surrender. You're not going to be able to feel fully seen and fully loved by your man or by a man potentially when you're out dating. So I wanted to share with you my experience with this, because I've had my heart broken in the past. I have been betrayed by men in the past. And I know what it's like to be afraid of falling in love and not able to trust men. So when I came out of my last relationship after that breakup, I remember being in this place where I felt like physically sick by the thought of ever being with another man. So sexually, intimately, emotionally, even just like the thought of connecting with and like getting to know somebody from the beginning, like my body would like physically respond to that thought. And when I found out that I'd been betrayed in my last relationship, I feel like I got over the fact of like what had happened pretty quickly. But obviously I was upset, like partly because I'd been lied to, but partly I was annoyed at myself for not trusting my own judgment. And I think this is a huge part, a piece in being betrayed that people don't speak about. Yes, you need to forgive him for betraying you, but there's also this element of needing to forgive yourself, forgiving yourself for not seeing the signs, for not listening to your intuition, for not, maybe not trusting your own judgment, but also maybe not even seeing the signs. Like, let's be honest, some people are just like master manipulators, so you can't blame yourself for it. You need to learn to forgive yourself. And only once you forgive yourself and learn to trust yourself again, are you going to be able to trust men again? Because you cannot trust men until you first learn to trust yourself, learning to trust yourself to speak up when you see something's wrong, learning to trust yourself and knowing that you can walk away when you know he's not the one or when something feels a little bit shifty or off, learning to trust your intuition again. So if you're not trusting men, a big issue here is that you don't actually trust yourself. So when I was in the same position, I was, yeah, obviously so annoyed at the whole thing, but I was upset because I knew on some level it was going to affect the way that I was going to date in the future. And I knew that it could potentially impact my next relationship with a man that I hadn't even met yet. So I wasn't really angry about the cheating and what happened in the past. Like, I was so ready to move on, but I was so angry that one man had the power to make me lose trust in all men. And I knew that it was up to me, right? I wasn't taking the blame and it wasn't my fault that this had happened, but I knew it was my responsibility to take the time to heal, to forgive him, to forgive myself, to learn to trust myself again and to learn to trust men again so that I could open if I did ever want to fall in love again, right? Because here's the thing, you need to heal from the past. You need to heal your heart and come back to this place of wholeness to be able to fall in love again. Because to fall in love is to risk being hurt. And if you're already coming from this place of being hurt, you're not going to be able to risk falling in love because you're not going to be able to take being hurt again, right? So this time in between and the space for personal healing is so important. And I knew this because I knew that I needed to let go of those beliefs, right? So many of you again messaging me, like, it's so hard to trust men. Why are all men dickheads? Like, why are they all like this? I mean, there's so much pushing the blame, right? And saying it's all them and not us. Why are men all liars? Like, they're all cheaters, right? And it's so hard to, it's so easy to hold on to these beliefs when it's something that's happened to you. But it is up to you to heal from the past if you don't want it to impact and dictate your future. Because if you're living from this place where you're holding on to these narratives that all men are assholes, they're all liars, they're all cheaters, when you're holding on to this as your internal beliefs, you will create or attract situations that reflect this belief back to you. So this is like a huge part of being human, is we always want to prove ourselves right, even when proving ourselves right doesn't necessarily serve us. So we love being like, having like a I told you so moment, right? So if like we meet a guy and he's like lied to us or cheated on us, when we hold that belief, a part of us is like, oh, see, I knew this. I knew all men were liars. I knew all men were cheaters. We like to prove ourselves right. The other thing that can happen is that if you do not heal, you end up bleeding on someone that hadn't hurt you, right? And what happens is you'll end up feeling really insecure in the next relationship, not being able to trust your man and pushing him away, even when he's innocent and he hasn't done anything wrong. And this is something that I've kind of noticed, like dating now, when everything's like so good and so easy, there's like a little part of me that's like, this is too good to be true. Like, what is he hiding? Maybe he's married. What's going on, right? When you have had these negative experiences, it's hard to believe that things could be so good and so easy. But you saying this is too good to be true, that in itself is a limiting belief, because all of the love that you desire and dream of, the healthy, consistent love, is available to you and it is possible. It's not too good to be true. So what I want to say to you, what I want to say to, 83% of you, is that you do not want to keep living with a hardened heart. You don't want to go through the rest of your life not being able to trust men, because that's going to block you from receiving the love that you desire, either with a future partner or with your current partner. Because trust is one of the key elements in being in a thriving, happy relationship, right? So I want you to understand that First of all, it's about forgiving yourself. So I want you to remember these moments in your life where you've been lied to or where you had been betrayed. And I want you to revisit these moments. And I want you to send yourself love and send yourself acceptance and let yourself know that it was okay that this happened. It wasn't your fault, right? And also understanding that where you were in this moment and the fact that you were really open and trusting towards this person who betrayed you, that's so beautiful. It's so beautiful that you had the ability to trust, that you had the ability to see the good in somebody. That's a really amazing trait that you do not want to lose. You don't want to be holding any judgment towards yourself. The second thing is, now you can only really do this if it feels right. You never want to force forgiveness. But the more that you can forgive the person that betrayed you, the easier it is to leave the pain and heartbreak in the past, right? Because if you're not going to forgive somebody, it doesn't actually hurt them. It doesn't change anything for them, but you're only hurting yourself by holding on to this anger and this resentment. So again, it's really difficult. It depends on your situation and the circumstances, but it really helped me to understand that, you know, whatever he was going through, it was probably really painful for him to hold that in. It was probably really painful for him to exist as himself, holding on to these secrets and these lies, right? And understanding that on some level, he was really suffering. So I don't want to say that I felt sorry for him. I don't know what the right word is here. Maybe I felt like a little bit of pity for him, right? And I understood that at the moment that I found out that I had been betrayed, yes, it hurt. But I think for him, the one who had done it and holding on to that and having to live with himself after it, the pain that he was experiencing was probably 100 times greater, right? And so you need to understand also that their actions and what happened, it was all a reflection of them, right? It shows the kind of person that he is. It shows his character and his very limited ability to love, right? And if he's not able to love you fully, which means he's lying, he's betrayed you, he doesn't have very much love for himself. And so I want you to stop making it mean anything about you. It doesn't mean that you weren't good enough. It doesn't mean that you didn't try hard enough. It doesn't mean that you weren't pretty enough. All of these things, limiting beliefs, bullshit, not true, right? Everything he did, all of his lies, the betrayal, was all a reflection of him and had absolutely nothing to do with you. And as I said, what also helped me was understanding that it also didn't mean that he didn't love me. It just meant that he was just very incapable of loving me fully. He loved me to his very limited capacity, right? And so I think what helps is to get to a point where it's like, oh, I'm so sorry for you that you're such a shit human and you behave like this. Like, it really must suck to exist as you. While also kind of staying open to, like, and again, if this feels right for you, like, there were really beautiful moments in the relationship, and I still can be grateful for the love that we did experience or we did have and some of the experiences that we had together, some of the memories. It's still really beautiful. So you can, like, be grateful for what was while also being angry and being upset and obviously choosing to step away. And as you choose to step away, you can almost feel like a sense of gratitude of, like, I'm so glad everything came out. I found this out. I can see clearly now, and I can step away knowing that I deserve more. I can step into more. And I think also when you have had an experience like this, it does make you a master of spotting red flags. Like, you know what you want, you know what you don't want. And when you also add, like, taking the time and space to really do this work with a coach or signing up to a program to really embody a deeper sense of self-worth, this is what I'm saying. Like, you need to trust yourself in order to trust men, because you can't trust a man's intentions unless he's going to tell you what they are. And if he's not telling you what they are, You have to trust that you're going to create the invitation for him to step up and share them with you. If he's not giving you clarity, you can't trust him. But you need to also be able to trust yourself to ask him what's going on, right? You also need to be able to trust yourself to share your needs. So it's not up to the next guy to heal you, but it's up to him to create a safe container for you to heal or continue to heal in. It's up to him to love you in the state that you're in this current moment, knowing, like, you might want to share that this happened in your last relationship so we can understand certain insecurities that might come up, and your needs might have changed. So now you might have different needs, like needing to know exactly where you stand with him, right? If you've had trust, if you've got trust issues, you need to know exactly where you stand with him. Maybe you need to know if you're living together, like, where he's out, or you want him to tell you if he's going to be late home, right? You just want clarity on what's going on and where you stand, and that's okay. But again, you need to trust yourself to be able to voice these needs, which is not going to happen until you embody a deep sense of self-worth. And I think I said this maybe on my Instagram or one of my last podcasts, is like, I can teach until the cows come home, you guys, how to speak your needs and how to set boundaries. But really, is what's more important is embodying a deeper sense of self-worth. Because when you know what's available to you and you deeply know what you want and what you deserve, it's almost like just a side effect that you're going to speak your needs and set boundaries, right? It just kind of happens. It just is, because you're so deeply ingrained in this deeper sense of self-worth. And on the flip side of this, as well as speaking up and getting your needs met, it's also up to you to notice your triggers, right? So as I mentioned, you don't want to bleed on somebody that didn't cut you, right? It's not his fault. This poor innocent guy who is probably doing everything right. So you need to notice when insecurities are coming up. And I did speak about this with a good friend a few weeks ago. It's like, after being betrayed, it is difficult, and you go through the stage of like learning to trust your judgment again and learning to trust your intuition. And there's almost this phase where your limiting beliefs and your insecurities are kind of mixed up, where you're like, is this a limiting belief? Am I just like being really anxiously attached and like insecure, or is this my intuition, right? So it's up to you to begin noticing this and differentiating the two. And whenever you are triggered, to take a deep breath, take a step back, to realize that actually your new guy, this guy that you're seeing or dating, hasn't done anything wrong, and it's just insecurities and triggers from your past. It's for you to understand that and to do that work on yourself, and then bring it up to him and say, hey, like, what you did here, it triggered me because it like triggered something from my past, right? The fact that you said that you were going here and you actually went here, like, it made me feel like, I don't know, you were lying to me, even though I knew that you weren't, but I just wanted to share that that's something that came up for me, right? And having like a more mature and conscious conversation about it, instead of being like, oh my God, I can't believe you lied to me. All men are lies. You're such a dickhead, rah, 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 right? So you don't want to be pushing it all onto him. But it's, again, taking accountability and taking responsibility for what has happened in the past and your own healing and your own transformation and your own triggers, instead of waiting for someone to come and save you. As I said, it's not your fault what happened. But if you want to fall in love again, if you want deep love, if you want to be able to trust men again, it is your responsibility to heal. It's your responsibility to know your triggers, to be able to communicate them. And it's also your responsibility to understand, like, what is it that you need moving forward in order to trust men, right? So thinking about your boundaries, thinking about certain things and needs that need to be communicated within the relationship. And as I mentioned, you need to be able to do this because you need to be able to trust yourself before you can trust men again. I think so many women are just waiting for an amazing man to come along and to make everything right, where it's like, this guy is going to make you learn to trust men again. But actually, it has to start with you learning to trust men again because you're not going to call in and manifest a trustworthy man while holding on to the belief that no men are worthy of your trust, right? It has to start with you, because your external reality, your experiences while dating, and your love life are all a reflection of the internalized beliefs and narratives that you carry around. So it's got to start with you. You've got to trust yourself first, and then you'll learn to trust men. But I just want to let you know that this work is so worth it. I know that it's scary. It's scary to put your heart out there again and to risk it at having it broken again. But I think what's more terrifying than that is having a hardened heart, a closed heart, and risking potentially never falling in love again. So it's your choice. The power is in your hands. And I also want to say, are you really going to let that one guy or those few experiences ruin it for you for the rest of your life? Do you really want them to have that much power over you? No. There are so many incredible men out there, and it's up to you whether you want to change your perspective and change your inner narratives so that you can live in a reality where you can see and meet them. I am honestly so shocked that so many of you are scared of falling in love and afraid of trusting men. But you don't need to stay in this place, right? So it's up to you. Are you going to let your heart harden? Are you going to stay here? Are you going to let that person dictate the rest of your life? Or are you going to choose to rise above? Are you going to choose to open your heart and do the work to learn to trust again? Obviously, this is so close to my heart, something that I've just experienced. And with all of the work that I've done in coaching over the years and the tools and the practices that I have under my belt, it honestly helped me maneuver the situation, like, in a way that I just still can't really believe. Like, I'm so proud of myself for rising above and getting through this and coming out the other side feeling so good and happy. Like, I'm in a really good place. There's no bitterness. There's no resentment. I feel just like so free from my past. And I really want to support you. I really hope that this podcast has supported you or inspired you in some way. I will recap really quickly. So if you are really serious about this and you want to take some of my advice, what I would suggest, first of all, do the work on forgiving yourself. So this can look like journaling, writing yourself a letter, as I mentioned, going back and revisiting those moments and sending yourself love, sending yourself acceptance. The second step, and this is only if it feels right to you, if you feel ready, is you want to learn to forgive him. So you could just energetically send him energy forgiving him. Again, you could write it in a letter. The second thing, which I think can help as well, is writing gratitude for that relationship and trying to pinpoint if there were any positives that came out of it as well. It'll help you to open your heart again and not be so bitter, leaving that in the past. Number four is, like, what are you making it mean about you? So letting go of all of that, like, are you making it mean that you're not pretty enough, that you weren't good enough, that you didn't try hard enough, that he didn't love you? I want you to write out all those limiting beliefs and then maybe cross them out. And the truth, really, the one and only truth, is that he just wasn't a good lover, right? That he doesn't love himself, and so he was incapable of fully loving you. That is the only truth. Cross the rest out. Number five is, I want you to get really clear on what it is that you need moving forward from your current partner or your future partner to be able to trust men again. What are your needs? And this might help you get more clear on, like, some of your values. So obviously trust is one of them, but also open communication, also knowing what you really want out of a relationship. Like, maybe you know now that you don't want anything casual, that you want full commitment. Really getting to know what you need first before moving forward. And then the last one is, sorry, mind fart, is focusing on your beliefs. So a lot of you believe that men aren't worthy of trust, that there's no good men available. I want you to scrap that, right? Because these are just lies that you're telling yourself. And so these lies are going to become your reality. So instead of telling yourself those stories, Begin telling yourself stories that you actually do want to be true. So affirming to yourself, like, I can trust men. Men are worthy of my trust. And then begin looking externally for reasons to believe that and for situations and circumstances that back those new beliefs. Amazing. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I look forward to connecting with you all next week.